This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Trump is denying that the trade talks with China have collapsed and characterized the trade tensions between the world's two largest economies as a little squabble. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The fight between the world's two biggest economies sent global markets plummeting yesterday. The president says it's no big deal.
We're having a little squabble with China.
Even as his administration listed thousands of Chinese goods on which he could add more tariffs, from laptops to tuna. The Chinese are not backing down, saying they will fight to the finish. But the president says the U.S. is in a very strong spot.
I think we're winning it.
Some analysts, though, fear the result could be a global recession. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump is rejecting a New York Times report that he is considering sending 120,000 troops to counter Iran, but didn't rule out deploying a lot more soldiers in the future.
Would I do that? Absolutely. But we have not planned for that. Hopefully we're not going to have to plan for that. And if we did that, we'd send a hell of a lot more troops than that.
According to the Times report, the 120,000 troops under consideration would not be used to invade Iran, something that planners say would require much bigger numbers. The Pentagon has already dispatched an aircraft carrier and a nuclear-capable bomber plane to the region in the last few days. And Sudan's ruling Transitional Military Council and the opposition Declaration of Freedom and Change Forces has agreed to a 3-year transition period during talks in Khartoum. The first 6 months of the agreement will be used to sign off on a peace agreement to end the ongoing violence in the country following last month's ouster of longtime ruler President Omar al-Bashir. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.